Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Vale wants the tea. She's like, so tell me like the dirty secrets from when you guys lived together. And John says, I've got two words for you. And I was like, oh my God, what? I was like, I leaned in. I was like, what? And he goes, bro code. And him and Sandoval cheers with their wine glasses.
It was fun. It was fun of John to fully deflate Vale trying to dig up dirt.
He was like, bitch, fuck you. Yeah. I'll never tell.
Seriously. It was like, bro code.
And then Jax comes out of the bathroom and he goes, this woman is trying to ply me with alcohol and get secrets. And Jax, same thing, says, bro code.
It was so awesome. So Vale struck me as a little... Like, what does the producer want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, the same thing as her reading Kristen's phone last week.
Yeah.
She was like, this will be good. What if I ask this guy who has all these secrets to Jax to reveal him? And he just shut her down completely with the bro code.
Yeah.
When he was about to say, I've got two words for you, Vale. Did you have any ideas of what they were going to be?
God, my mind was reeling with the options.
I was thinking, he was going to say sex, horse.
Popcorn. Two words, different.
Not code name. Santa. What was he going to say? Christmas, July. What if he was like, I can't think of two words that he could have said, but what were the most confusing two words?
What if he was like, fuck you.
There are so many good two words he did, but actually, just like you said, bro code caught me off guard.
It was the best possible answer. Like, when he said it, I, like, screamed because I didn't see it coming.
Also, bro code is just such an outdated term, but it was so funny
and
to see.
And he was so pleased. Vale was like, okay, whatever.
John was pleased as punch. He even got a cheers from both Jax and Sandoval for saying bro code. It's so funny. But in Sandoval's mind, in Sandoval's twisted, warped mind, he probably wishes John would have spilled the dirt right to the, you know, that's what he wanted him there for.
Right. Then they go to the club, and Jax and all the boys are having a great time. He goes to John on the dance floor. He's like, I miss our gays.
Yes.
We love our gay buddies.
Right. Yes.
And then there's, you know, a lot is being said, and it's very loud, so there's captions at the bottom. And John says something along the lines of, like, I love you, and now I'm over you, so we can still be friends, or something like that.
Yes.
Like, it's implied that he had feelings for Jax.
Yes, and Jax says, I'm a bigger person now. I still love you. And then,
Jax is like, you started my life. Like, without you, none of this would have happened, meaning, I guess, his career. So do you think that it was something like Jax sort of, let him be a sugar daddy type. He probably went a little too far sometimes in accepting his affection because he probably got to live there for free, drive his car, get gifts. And that maybe at a certain point, John really wanted to take it to the next level, and Jax went into a rage and then they never talked again.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.com.